Now, how about tobacco? Was it ever grown around here?
No. People might have grown a little bit, maybe a plot, maybe a row in their garden. Somebody locally might have done that, but I guess it would have been rare.
And that would have been what, for their own use?
Maybe? Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, you mentioned cotton fields. What do you think, anything that was grown around here, was it grown in patches?
Well, it's not cotton fields as you think of them as in the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
But you had cotton fields that might have been 2 to 3, 5, 6 or 7, 8, 10 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You got the cotton patch from somebody who had 40 or 80 acres and maybe didn't have over 20 acres of tillable soil on that. And he called his acre half acre, or you never had a half acre. He might have called his 2 or 3 acres patch.
Mm-hmm. So the smaller ones will be patches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what different kinds of enclosures did you use, maybe around a garden plot or whatever? How would you keep the animals out?
A fence.
And then were different kinds that you would have used?
Well, you always had a woven wire fence for that. And most of your fencing for your outside of your farm was done with woven fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes in the country, they put up what they call chicken wire. They had their regular fence, and then they put up chicken wire to keep what they call varmints, like rabbits and, I guess, squirrels could come on in, but rabbits and maybe muskrat and groundhog and things like that, mm-hmm, from getting in their garden and eating their vegetables. They'd run that around the inside or outside because it's a little bitty wire.
Well, what kind of fence would that go outside of?
Just a woven wire fence.
Woven wire, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, did people ever make the kind where you'd have pieces of wood right together?
Oh, you mean
I guess you'd see those more in town probably than out.
You talking about a range fence? A plank fence?
The plank, mm-hmm. And would you have had picket fences, very narrow?
Yes, ones? We did have picket fences in town on a yard.
And did you have the kinds of fences made out of that wire that has little things on it that you can cut your pants on?
You talking about barbed wire?
Yes.
I don't pronounce it right, but I call it barbed wire.
Right. And then I think in this area I've noticed they're all around here, the kinds of fences made of rails.
A rail fence.
Yeah. And are there different kinds of those put together different ways? Or?
Not that I know of. They're just stacked on each other.
And that's our characteristic shape. There you go.
It's zigzag.
Now, if you put up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
And how would people dig those around here? Do you know?
Well, a long time they used a post hole digger.
Mm-hmm.
Now they use a rotary drill on the back of a tractor.
And do people ever make fences around here out of loose stone or rock they might have cleared off the field?
Not like they do in Virginia and those parts, no. Now I'll take that back. That was something else that's a curiosity. When my mother was growing up, that was a form of punishment. You go down and pick up the rocks and stack them up, and that made a fence. You picked them out of the pasture because there's lots of rocks in the field, and that was part of a punishment, is you go down and pick up rocks for an hour or all afternoon or something like that.
Sounds like a pretty practical punishment.
Or you used them to fill in. You picked up rocks and threw them in the ditches to fill up the ditches, and then you closed it over with the... You know, you drug it over and had some earth on it.
Right. At least it's a punishment that lends some practical.
Oh, yeah, they did. They, people in the hills were practical. They didn't have you doing something just to move dirt from one hole to the other.
Mm-hmm. Kate, you had hens, and they had eggs. What would you use to get the hen to lay in? Did you ever put something in the nest to start them?
Yes, you put a china egg.
Ever have any snakes swallow those?
I don't know of any, but I've heard about snakes swallowing eggs.
Yeah, I heard, I guess it was last week, about them swallowing china eggs. Pretty bad for their digestion, I suppose.
I imagine so. I hope it was. Another thing you always kept out in a chicken house was shale. You bought it commercially.
Yeah, I've heard that. Was it for the...
And that's for the eggshell.
So you got calcium in it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Well, the eggshells themselves, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be true.